Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the El Dorado Hotel Casino. Our guest today, Lance Gilman, partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. It's been a quarter since you've been here. You were our first guest of 2016, if you recall.
Oh, is that correct?
Yes, you were.
No. Well, I watch you all the time, so it feels like I'm here constantly, but I'm glad to be back. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate it. Lance Gilman is here. He's partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, which is one of our proud sponsors. You're seeing signals in the marketplace that are different than you've been seeing before. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir. We have a tendency to talk about the new companies that are coming and all those kind of things, but for me right now, there's some signals that are here that are... I'm blessed to be able to have the opportunity to meet with these folks. And so they come through TRI, and pretty much everybody that comes to the market now would like to have a tour. We're doing 3 or 4 or 5 tours. We've had Almanor tour buses out there probably since the first of the year. I'll bet we've done 10 of them with 40 people a bus. And so there's a lot of interest. But some of the signals that are a little different, along about the first of the year, there's a major European magazine called Blinz out of Germany. And they did a 5-page spread, the front cover, all over Europe. And they were talking about Northern Nevada and Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and Tesla and Switch and all those kind of things. And that was probably more of a leading edge issue. And then about 3 days ago, I spent 2 hours with a wholly owned subsidiary of the New York Times called the Japan Times. And they're here visiting. And we did a major tour of TRI, and so they're going to have a feature story for Asia coming out front page. It's just phenomenal, and that's because of all the especially Japanese, but the Asian companies that are joining Tesla in their new building out there. So there's quite a stir going on in that area. And then I just was honored to have breakfast with this gentleman. I brought the book. See, his name is Rem Koolhaas, and he's branched out of Amsterdam, but he has offices in every Dubai, for example, Hong Kong, Singapore. He's known as the leading architect, I believe, in the world today. Phenomenal buildings and those kinds of programs. He teaches at Harvard. So when you've reached this level in a market where these types of folks are looking for you and coming. They'll be here the middle of May. I had breakfast with his folks day before yesterday. But they have a project here now that they're going to be doing in TRI. And so if this gentleman is coming for a project in northern Nevada, in Story County, in TRI, this sends waves of interest and size out there into the world market today. So they're here. They have a project and are looking for more. I think it's just wonderful on the signals that it's sending to us, Sam, on where we are on the world stage today.
Well, and that's very exciting. You know, I've been a big booster, obviously, of Northern Nevada and Nevada in general the whole time I've been here, because I've seen, you know, the opportunity that Kirk Kerkorian, for example, created when he built the MGMs at both ends of the state, and the Steve Wynn's when he built the Mirage, and how it's gone on and on and on and continues to expand. Perhaps more organically in northern Nevada and more casino-oriented, although they're starting to do, you know, additional kinds of developments in southern Nevada, but it'll never go away from the tourism industry. It's just too big. But these kind of projects where you have well-renowned architects showing up, you're going to start to see documentaries being done in other countries talking about where we are, and that's so exciting.
We're on the world stage. Absolutely, it's there today. So, you know, I couldn't be more proud of our community and our governor, our state, our leadership. There are so many wonderful things happening. And I heard someone say recently that a rising tide floats all ships. And if you look across our entire economy, we are a rising tide that's just to be very proud of.
I want to ask you, when you were here last, you talked about a big deal that was potentially bigger than Switch and Tesla put together. Is that still working its way through?
I could confirm that, yes, sir. But that's about all I could confirm.
I understand there are non-disclosure agreements.
Sure.
But the size of that project is still huge.
You know, that size of that project is still huge, and I wonder what else might be being attracted because of those things. I don't know.
Let me ask you that you mentioned Japanese companies. Are there other companies apart from Panasonic who are relocating to the park?
Yes, sir. There are. Actually, the Panasonic plan, or really it's a Tesla plan that Panasonic is a joint venture partner. But one of the things they wanted to do with the construction of batteries, the manufacturing of batteries, they needed to get that price down on that car that now Elon Musk has sold, what, 240 or 300,000 of so far, Pri? Well, the price of the battery was very important. And they recognized that the industry of battery production was fragmented all over primarily Asia, but a lot of shipping time between and a lot of companies involved in that research, development, and production. And so Elon's vision was bring them all under one roof so they could just send the product that they make through the door to the next cubicle. And that's exactly what's happening. So his formula was, let's bring the 14 Asian companies that are all involved in that production. And of course, now we've seen it evolve from just the auto battery. And so they're very, very active doing the house battery, and they're turning out so many of the power walls now, they don't even have places to put them out there. And so they're looking to put up maybe a couple of million feet of warehousing overnight. They're actually using canisters and things to store the product that's coming out so fast. I think Panasonic has been out there now in business, hiring, and they have manufacturing lines going since about the 1st of January.
It's unbelievably exciting. And you know what's interesting about what you just said with bringing all these companies together into one place? When Reno was in its heyday back in the 60s, the main owners, Pappy Smith of Harold's Club and Bill Hara of Harrah's, they jointly worked together to bring people to town. They fought over them once they got here, but it was a united effort to get everybody here, and it was incredibly successful, and that seems to be what Elon Musk has championed here. Let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're at the El Dorado Hotel Casino. Thanks to them for providing a studio space here. We're with Lance Gilman, partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Data storage, it's becoming a bigger and bigger part of the industrial park.
Actually, it's becoming a bigger and bigger part of northern Nevada, Sam. The tsunami that was created by Tesla is manufacturing and batteries, and a lot of the companies that would come along, lithium, for example, and the production of those kind of things. And so we're seeing some cottage industries follow Elon Musk. And I'm going to answer your question data storage in a moment, but out of Elon is wind generation. He's doing work now with the hot water geothermal, and where he's going with that, they're doing a lot of joint venturing now with all of the panels that you put in for solar production and everything. So Elon and all of the industry that's followed. So now Apple was our first, I think, major company that decided to relocate here and became a part of our community. Well, shortly following that, and following actually almost immediately on the heels of Tesla was Switch. And they're building right now the largest, and they are the largest, co-location company in the world today. I believe if you looked at their website in Las Vegas, they're home to like 1,000 of the largest companies in the globe. They store all of those secrets and everything. And so with them now building, and of course, Rob Roy is bringing 280 fiber lines up from Las Vegas, which will be the fastest fiber highway, if you will, in the nation today. Again, second only to Amsterdam, where Rem is from. And so now we're seeing all this fiber come, and we have the co-location. And just from my book, my desk, in just the last couple of months, amazing inquiries. So now the second largest co-location builders and the major companies that want to be on that fiber, they're all here. We're talking to them on a regular basis. I sent a contract out. We'll see what happens. But I sent a contract out for 750 acres about 3 weeks ago for another major data storage park. So it looks to me like our northern Nevada community is going to enjoy. And those are the kinds of jobs and the kinds of payrolls. And they'll bring all the storage folks. Like, for example, eBay, Sam, is out there today in the park doing their distribution and their fulfillment center, right? They're in 1 million feet. Now their second building for 1 million feet is being done by Switch for all their data storage. Well, it's my belief that all of these companies that are storing data have ancillary opportunities, whether it be manufacturing or distribution or the e-commerce side of the world. That's what Switch and data storage is bringing to our market today.
And are they already under construction for that pipeline between Las Vegas and Reno, which will eventually be Las Vegas, Reno, San Francisco, L.A., back to Las Vegas?
Absolutely. And what you're seeing right now is the building, the walls are tilted, the roofs are being put on. They are hurrying, like you have to hurry in a project like that. They want to be able to test that building in August of this year. They want to hand the keys over to eBay by October of this year. And that entire thing has to be fiber capable with this line. So literally it's being installed as we speak. They're following the line from Vegas today.
And it'll be interesting to see how this works for rural Nevada, because everywhere that fiber line passes is an opportunity for somebody to buy inexpensive land and develop communities far beyond where they're developed today.
Absolutely. And Rob Roy has already committed to lighting up 172 Nevada schools. He's a great corporate citizen. And so he's looking at lighting the schools up free of charge for Nevada. He's focused on education from that standpoint. But literally, as we turn USA Parkway loose, which we are building now after about, 15 years, we've been working on that. So Ames Construction is here, and they're building the road. It will be open. You and I can take a show down there and drive on it next August, not this coming, a year from. It'll be open, actually 3 months early from plans.
I was going to say, because it was supposed to be the end of 2017, so it's now third quarter.
Third quarter. And then once they open up the end of the funnel, if you will, and all the traffic that's going to head south, Yerington, for example, all of our communities in Silver Springs and back over toward Dayton. And so Nevada South is going to really enjoy in the next 10 years just a wonderful growth potential.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
It's Ram Truck Month at Reno Dodge. All remaining 2015 Ram 1500s are on sale. Get the new 2015 Ram 1500 Express for only $29,000 even. And you can shop our entire inventory online.
Reno Dodge, powered by trust, driven by you.
Nevada is one of the worst places in America for the sex trafficking of teenage girls.
Thankfully, Catherine Cortez Masto went to work to help law enforcement fight back.
As Attorney General, she made sex trafficking a felony crime and increased sentences.
She gave victims the right to sue their captors.
And expanded the sex offender registry to protect kids.
Catherine's a problem solver. That's what she's all about.
Isn't that something we need more of in Washington?
I'm Catherine Cortez Masto, and I approve this message.
When you're driving, put down your cell phone. All those LOLs and OMGs can wait. You don't want to get sued.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain, call ProSpinal today at 336-DISC. Call now and receive 50% off your laser therapy when combined with non-surgical spinal decompression.
Do you need a car or truck? Think agent775.com, the credit agent. Have bad credit? No credit? Don't stress it. Agent775 is here to help. Don't be denied. Get driving today. Go to agent775.com, the credit agent. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers at the El Dorado Hotel Casino, who have been kind enough to loan us this room to use as a studio where our new studio is being built. We're with Lance Gilman, partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial center. You know, the quantities of land that have been purchased in the last couple of years have been in the 1,000, 2,000 acre range. You're talking here about another project that's bigger than Tesla and Switch put together. You're talking about another project that's 750 acres. You're running out of land.
Well, we're not actually running out of land, but it's starting to press us a little bit on adding some more. With the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we started with 104,000 acres. We have 30,000 acres that are completely prepared for development, but only the first 15 of that 30 we can occupy. So what we're pressing Roger Norman on right now, God love him, is we're out there expanding all the infrastructure. We're deepening the lake by 50 feet so we can hold reclaimed water a couple of thousand acre feet, and all of the piping and the services and the wire. And I smile when we get together with Nevada Power. Nevada Energy is doing a great job of getting ahead of this curve. And they're really being pressed because there is so much potential there for electric use. So we're going to be opening up, Sam, more land. But we're certainly ahead of schedule, and that's a great place to be. I think Kevin Kaskert from out there at Tesla said it best. You know, we're overbooked on things, but that's not a bad thing. It just means we got to step up our game and deliver more. And that's exactly where we are, as we're delivering more.
Are you still in negotiations with the cities and the county for gray water from Reno Sparks?
Yes, absolutely. That's an ongoing project, and we're very hopeful to see success on that. It's going to be a wonderful element for our entire community. Again, everything that's happening right now, and you talked about it, it's not one project. It's a Story County leadership with Pat and Dean, and it's everything that's happening in Reno and Sparks and all of the elements that go in, and our governor and his office and economic drive and diversification. It's taking the entire village, the entire Northern Nevada community, to really pull all this together. Rising tide floats all ships, and you're going to see housing and apartment and infrastructure and additional, I'm seeing pretty much every day. Chris Holt just got a hold from down south, and I'm going to go to their breakfast. But they've got a new manufacturing plant down there in Carson now that they're all really excited about. So it's happening across the board. So.
And you know, it's exciting to see in Southern Nevada, because there's been a certain amount of looking at Northern Nevada and going, I wish we had that. And now with Faraday Future, Apex is finally starting to take shape. Do you have any words of advice? Because there's so many owners, unlike Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, which you and Roger own, there are multiple owners of Apex. What would your advice be to them for them to be able to grow that property?
Learn to get along. Greed ruins all. And so you have to put that behind you, and you have to have a single focus on what it takes to have that level of prosperity. And so and I've smiled. We've had an opportunity to meet with a lot of the leadership out of the South, and certainly the folks that are doing Apex down there. And they're well, how did you do this? You know, how in the world did this all come about? And you can go on our website, TahoReno.com. Everything we've ever done is there to be read. But it's not the cookbook. It's the chefs that are doing it. And so the thing that they have to do is they have to learn to bring the people together in a spirit of cooperation. Look at what Story County did. So Roger went out, and he was magnificent at making the risk in developing something of this magnitude. He was magnificent. But none of that happens unless you have the spirit of the community. And Story County is a big one. And now we have all this prosperity working in Reno and in Sparks and Washoe County and Fernley and Fallon. And it just goes on and on and on. They must come together in a spirit of success. Greed ruins all, and learn how to really work together.
Let's talk about the fact that you were also a Story County commissioner. And and you're also a business owner in Story County beyond the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, which is you own a steakhouse in Virginia City. What is the economy like in Virginia City? It went through some rough times during the recession, but it seems to me from looking at the business licenses that things are opening up.
Oh, my goodness. Sam, it's just absolutely, it's wonderful. And you've got to tip your hat a little bit up there to Comstock Mining and Corrado Gaspari and Scotty Joe Clover and the things they're doing for the community. You got guys like Denny Dodson up there that's head of the VCTC. They're going to be, there's an event every weekend in Virginia City. Tourism is on the rise tremendously. At least from my perspective on C Street, our little Mustang Ranch Steakhouse is doing some great stuff. Tony is renowned. As a matter of fact, we've done a couple of fundraisers for some of the political side of the world, on the Republican side, and my guys are up there doing all these hors d'oeuvres. Well, I'm starting to get the ladies that came to the, and they're asking me to send the, so now not only am I doing real estate, but I'm sending out recipes on how we do hors d'oeuvres. Great stuff.
And if you didn't have enough to do, you also have a high-end real estate business we've talked about here, where you're, where, as these new companies are coming in, you want to sell homes to the managers and owners of those companies. How is that real estate market going?
Just wonderful. Dana is our lead broker. My son Don is heavily involved in that. And really what we were looking to do is we have a strong residential community here already. And there was no lack of that. But we wanted to join in, at least on the executive housing side, because we're having the opportunity to meet with so many of these wonderful people, you know, the Rob Roys of the world and the Elon Musks and Kevin Kassikert and Adam Kramer, and, I mean, just wonderful people. And so Montreux is looked at, and everybody loves our pine trees, and Martha's Camp up toward Truckee is really, really doing a lot of things. Verdi, what a great place. And so
do we have enough of that level of home, or do we need to start building spec homes?
So, Sam, there's no question, but every industry, every supply industry, every builder, the entire market is looking how to do that. And, you know, I've heard some hand-wringing, and there's two kind of people in the world for me. There's radiators and there are drains. And the radiator you love to be with because they pump you up, and the drain worries you. And so we've got to just be careful and have more radiators on the other side. But we only have this to lose. We're going to see a half a billion in payrolls flowing out into all these markets in 60 months just from Tesla and Switch. And so prosperity, all you need in the nation right now, you know all we need? More money. We just need to increase our economy. If money solves everything, a whole lot of wealth, right?
And that's where I have to leave it.
Bye.
Lance Gilman, always a pleasure, my friend. And we'll be looking for that money. You got the green shirt on.
We got the money.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Well, the low-price cleaners that I had experienced is they'd come in and they'd just add stuff on and they'd make up the prices as they were going along. And I found out that they were working on commission. So I really felt that they were taking advantage of me. Unlike the carpet tender, they quote you a price and they stick by it. And their people that are out doing the work don't do the add-ons. So you're really getting a lower price by using the carpet tender in the long run.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
Thanks to the El Dorado Hotel Casino for our studio. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.